today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. We're launching into hour number 3, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free numbers, always at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, completely free. We give them away, so enjoy them on us. That's freetalklive.com. We'll talk about tipping here in a little while, but let's talk taxes first. So a little bit of a monetary sort of subject. Mark, go to your email box. You've got a tax email, right?
Yeah, from Daniel. Let's see. He says, I've heard you and Ian quote roughly 50% as the average tax burden on Americans. I believe you've said that you found this number by reading a number of reports ranging from 30 or 40% to 60 or 70% and taking the middle ground. Do you remember where these numbers were found? I've been quoting them to people when they tell me to leave Sweden and move to the U.S. if I think that they're taxed too highly here, trying to get across to them that the U.S. isn't exactly the libertarian paradise they seem to think it is, but the number is so high that they hardly even believe me.
Yeah.
And again, most people here think that we're taxed 30 to 32% of our income, even
much
though it's
higher.
Closer to 65%
yeah.
if you actually count all the income taxations. They're numerous, and only one is mandatory to write on the wage salary papers, and all the others are such as sales tax.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, it's very difficult to actually calculate the burden that Americans have as far as taxes are concerned.
Right.
I mean, you could start. I like the John Stossel episode on, I think it was called John Stossel Goes to Washington, where he started just running down a laundry list of taxes that people pay on their day-to-day travels, on a day-to-day basis. I mean, it was brilliant because the way he did it was as somebody wakes up in the morning, what taxes they start to pay. And, I mean, you've got, you know, the electricity tax, the powers, the alarm clock that you turn off,
mm-hmm.
Obviously electricity whenever you utilize anything electrical, the gas tax that you pay on the car for the car that you drive, the taxes that you paid on that car, the taxes that you paid on the products that you bought if there's a sales tax in your state. I mean, it just went down the line. He picks up a telephone. He's paying 5 different taxes at that particular point. The government in this country has effectively taxed virtually every movement that anyone can make. They've taxed virtually every product or virtually every service. And you always have to remember, even when you're going to the store in a state like New Hampshire where there's no sales tax,
mm-hmm.
and you're buying a loaf of bread, you're still paying taxes. You're paying taxes that the bread company paid.
Right.
The
because
corporate
there's,
taxes.
There's no way for a bread company to produce bread and sell it to you and pay their employees and pay their taxes and pay their overhead, pay their rent, and do everything without making a profit. If they do all that at a loss, there's no bread company anymore, and you
right.
don't get any bread.
So
I know that big corporations are terrible and everything, but they all provide you with a service that you want.
Yeah. And they pass those costs on to consumers. That's just how it works.
They have to.
You can raise taxes on a company all you want, and it just goes right on into the final price.
Right, because it likely that those companies are going to produce things that people need.
Yeah.
Not just want, but need. You need to have bread. You need to have food of all sorts. You need to have milk and meat and houses and all kinds of things.
So there are certain taxes that you can look at, and you can you can point to them. There's the income tax. And what's the highest tier on the income tax these
Well, the
days?
Highest tier isn't entirely fair, but the highest tier on the income tax is 35%.
Okay, so let's be conservative and say a lot of people pay 25%.
25% is what you is basically if you make over $31,850 a year.
That's a good amount of Americans that
you
do
pay
that.
25% on that amount that's between that and $77,000.
So there's 25%. Then you got 15% Social Security taxes, which most people don't realize is 15%, because if you actually look at the percentage on your paycheck, it comes out to 7.5%, because most people don't know that the company that you work for is also paying a matching, so-called, 7.5% that's off of your pay stubs.
Right.
So
and they wouldn't be paying that matching if you didn't work for them.
It'd be going to you if it weren't for Social Security, that 7.5%.
They're paying it to have you around. Why wouldn't it be?
So we're already up to 40%, and we've only touched on two federal taxes. So that's only two of them. I don't know what Medicare is, or Medicaid or whatever that other program is.
To make it a little more complicated, 25% isn't what applies to everything you make if you make $32,000 a year. Mm-hmm. If you make $32,000 a year, it's only applied to 25% to $150, and then it's 15% on anything over $7,825 and 10% on anything below that. So you can see how complicated this is.
Right.
So let's just use 25. You're right. Let's just go to 15%.
But then, then you can just pick whatever 40%. Taxes you want. There's the taxes, the hidden taxes on products. There's the taxes
on
services.
Wait. Forget products and services and all that stuff. I want to hit the big ones. What about if you own a house or you pay rent? Property tax is tremendous.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what are you paying on...
$6,000 a year.
You pay $6,000 a year. Now, depending on where you live, but $6,000 a year is by no means, across the United States, considered a phenomenal amount.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're making that same $32,000 a year, and it's that $6,000, you're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of a quarter of your...
Excuse me, 20%
what you make.
So now we're up to 60% already. Already, three taxes is what we talked about.
So,
income tax, Social Security, so 25%, 15%, and 20%, we're up to 60%.
It's not quite that easy, but yeah,
But we've only touched on three of them!
It's true.
I mean, yes, it's not quite that easy, because the more taxes we talk about, the more difficult it gets.
Everything you've sort of, all your expendable income, you get sales tax on. Not your mortgage payment, not your electrical bill, but if you buy something at Walmart, likely you pay sales tax on it.
Yep. In addition to the corporate taxes.
In most states.
Taxes, telephone taxes, mm-hmm. service taxes.
Every time you pump a gallon of gas, you're probably paying 50 cents out of that $3 at this point. It might even be higher now that the price of gasoline's gone up. I couldn't tell you. But it's likely you're paying 50 cents on every gallon you pump. That's a sixth of every gallon of gas.
So there you go. I mean, just try it. Even trying to break this down is a mind-boggling task. There are so many taxes. There inevitably will be taxes you miss. Because remember, not only are you paying, for instance, the corporate taxes, you're also paying the gasoline taxes that the truckers paid to bring products to the store.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying taxes on the electricity that the store is running, and all those other costs. I mean, they're
everything.
All factored in. It's nutso to try to consider it. So if you actually take that, let's just say 60%. Let's just stop it there and say 60%, because we're going to drive ourselves insane thinking any further than
right.
that.
Right. Well, 60% is not fair, but okay.
Let's just take it. It is fair, because if you look at all the other taxes we haven't even talked about, it would probably come up to 60%.
Oh, I think the number, if you really, really, really did the math, would come out to somewhere 35. Like 75%. It could even be higher, especially if you make more money, but people just won't believe it's
75%. Look at the other indicators. Look at the other indicators of tax burden on Americans. Look at the fact that 52% or 52.6% of Americans are depending on government money these days. I mean, there's just a huge amount of wealth redistribution going on. If Americans were able to keep the money that they earn, all of it, and then spend it and save it and give it away in the ways they think are best,
mm-hmm.
the money will be better directed, better spent, and therefore increase wealth at such a dramatic rate compared to what we have today. We would be so wealthy in the next couple decades, it's mind-boggling to think about the increase in wealth this country could go through if it would just get rid of its insane obsession with taxation. We got to go to the phones and talk to a man living here in New Hampshire. It's Chris. No, actually, he's not living in New Hampshire. He wants to talk about New Hampshire. He's currently in Indianapolis. Hey, Chris. Chris? Chris, are you there? Chris in Indianapolis?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, we got you. What's on your mind?
I was going to talk about that, but and I don't know.
You can switch.
Okay. What I want to talk to you is privatizing the military.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I'm going to let you talk to Ian on this one.
Yeah, and that's who I wanted to talk to.
Sure.
Ian, your super extremist views are really, really fine, right? I think most of them are fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you go way off with privatizing the military. The military keeps you from dying.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
that's not true.
It does.
No, sorry. The military doesn't keep me from dying.
Now, hold on. I'm going to jump back in. I don't think the military's kept me from dying very much. Could you give me an example?
I guess you could say World War II, but...
Yeah, well, World War II is probably the most legitimate example in the last 100 years, but I still say that it's not entirely legitimate. And let me pop this one out on you. Now, how threatened would you feel if say a country were to attack Guam?
Me, if I were the president, I wouldn't do anything.
Right, because Guam isn't very important. Now, let's take into consideration.
I mean, if it were France, I wouldn't do anything either. And if it were Mexico,
here's the point. Now, I'm going to hold you over, and I've teased it now, and I'm going to tell you about it.
Bring it back. Hang on, Chris. 800-259-9231, talking about a radical idea, and that is private defense. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control by bringing up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website. completely free. That includes the bulletin board system. Over 225,000 posts and over 1,400 people interacting. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We'll be there. Hope you will, too. Back to Chris in Indianapolis. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Now, Chris, you had sort of made the assertion that you know, the military is keeping us all free.
I'm still alive because the military is here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not that they fight all the time. It's that they exist.
Okay. Now, you used it to back it up, World War II, which is probably the best example, and I'm certainly giving it a nod to World War II as a protecting of our freedoms kind of thing.
How is it protecting our freedoms?
But I'd like to make a point on it. Now, I drew up the example of Guam. I asked you how you would feel if Guam was attacked. And you said you wouldn't really care, and you wouldn't care if France was attacked either, which indicates to me that you don't know that Guam is a U.S. protectorate. That is actually, those people on Guam are U.S. citizens.
Who can vote in
president. Yeah, but they're all military. And I was in the Navy and know quite a few people there.
Okay,
they're all
great.
Military.
Okay, but there are some local Guamians or Guamites or Guamanese or whatever they call those people. I'm not
sure. Yeah, we'll fly them out, you know, if we can. But
anyway, so there are people on Guam, and this is really what Hawaii was at the time. Hawaii was not a state in 1940 when it was bombed. Okay, I mean it is now, and it certainly seems like if somebody bombed a state, that'd be terrible. We should protect that state, but Hawaii wasn't a state. Hawaii was another protectorate like Guam or Micronesia or, American Samoa, places that just don't matter to the American people. So they really rattled the saber on this one. And, Hawaii's in the middle of the Pacific. Japan had some islands in the middle Pacific. America had some islands in the middle Pacific. It was really a war to see who could be the biggest aggressor in the Pacific.
Now, yeah.
And I'm not, so, you know, I really got to take umbrage.
Aggressive tactics that wouldn't have been possible without a military.
Without a very, a big Navy that was out around looking for trouble.
Chris?
Well, they weren't private, and they, here's the thing about.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll give you this scenario. New Hampshire somehow secedes, and hey, Hawaii can secede, and Guam can become the capital of the United States. Makes no difference in the world we live in today. New Hampshire secedes. They want a private military. Anybody attacks them, that military, Enron, you know? I mean, duh.
What about Enron? It's one company in a long, long list of companies that, you know, most companies do business on the up and up. What's your point with that?
With a private military, they can be bought out.
By whom?
By, like, the biggest bidder, like China. You know,
okay, can you give me, like, a scenario, like, what you mean, how that would play out exactly?
Okay. You got your, you secede, okay? And
right.
You create this thing, okay? And
mm-hmm.
Everything about it, I think, would be absolutely phenomenal. It would be worth taking by force. And you, let's say, get all of Europe together somehow. Somebody gathers up all this money, and then they just buy you out. And then bam,
they buy out the private. They buy out one of the private
military.
Defense companies. Now, you have to understand, there's going to be more than one private defense company because it'll be a free market and
all those private defense companies. I guess I can, I'm a little facile with this. I should stay out of it entirely because I don't believe in the concept. But you know, that private defense company you're talking about is going to be staffed by New Hampshireites, and you know, they would then have to sell their moms, their dads, their brothers and sisters down the river, even if you bought. I mean, currently you could buy out a general, right?
Right.
But his lieutenants and his privates aren't going to follow what he says if he says, "All right, turn your guns back towards the United States and start firing." You know, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you've got some of the same problems
right.
there.
What would the orders be?
I don't think that in a private militia setting, since New Hampshire's probably not going to go out and conquer the world like the United States has tried
right.
to do, they're probably not going to amass a huge land army. They're probably just going to have a militia, like volunteer fire departments. Like, and there's a bunch of them across
right,
the state.
For defensive purposes.
Now, what you would have to be worried about is intercontinental ballistic missiles, which I'm not sure why anybody would want to shoot those at New Hampshire if they
well,
seceded.
Like, honestly, if anything goes nuclear anymore, there's so many countries out there that have nuclear weapons. It's I'm not going to say it's game over, but like everybody talks about nukes and what if New York were to get nuked?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it were to be lobbed from China, like let's say over a Taiwan issue, or they were to use nukes in like Taiwan, because they have regional nukes, and then you know you have a war, a conflict in Taiwan, we got like carriers out there, and one of our carrier battle groups gets nuked. Well, then that's, I mean, once you open up nukes against populations, then I would assume everybody would just start throwing them up, and everybody would pretty much.
All right. Well, yes, that's how theoretically a nuclear holocaust would work.
Nobody's
in that, you know, one person fires it and then everybody else fires theirs. But of course, nobody wants to fire their nukes because you have to understand that political leaders, it's really easy for them to throw the troops into the line of fire, but to actually put their own butt on the line is a whole other situation. And they know that if they launch a nuke against another country, another nuke's going to come back against them, and they could die as a result of that. They don't want that.
Now,
it's not very likely that.
I'd like to address that too. Now, let's say for a second, for some reason, I don't know, let's say the United States is mad at New Hampshire, decides to nuke New Hampshire,
right.
Shoots a missile from Nevada, you know, towards Manchester.
Okay, yeah, wipes you guys out.
Seems ridiculous. No, it's still in the air. Now, in 1939, I believe, Germany shot Paris from Berlin with a giant gun. Okay? Now, I'm talking about technology that's almost 75 years old now. Just a big, giant gun, like the ones they have on boats, but bigger because, well, you couldn't put it on a boat. You can just shoot BBs, ball bearings, that kind of thing, into the air. And you can do this on a repeating basis every second. I think that you could have this kind of equipment, this kind of weapon, at every volunteer station.
A defensive weapon.
Like me and my buddies, actually I have a friend here, he'd like to have a segment or whatever, but I doubt he should. He's still a different person, but he's been waiting to. Anyway, I had to say that. You can make a rifle that fires like a large caliber bullet and literally nuclear device inside that bullet. That is a possibility, a 500-pound bomb with every pull of the trigger.
I understand what you're saying, and, you know, at some point it would be a problem. But,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, why do you want to nuke Manchester is my first question. But and now after that, now, you know, we're talking about intercontinental ballistic missiles, and I was giving you a scenario for intercontinental ballistic missiles, and you switched it up on me now to a nuclear-headed
Well, that's just it. You can keep switching the scenario to some new developed, newfangled weapon, and the fact is, you can mention all the scary weapons and the scary people around the world
but it doesn't
freak me out, Chris.
My point of that was that nuclear weapons are really not ever going to get used.
Okay.
You're not going to see them in your lifetime.
But that's fine. I don't want to talk about specific weapons. I want to talk about defense and why it's more effective on a private basis. And it's very simple. Competition and the marketplace always do better than centralization and government bureaucracy. And I would prefer to put my defense in the hands of privateers in search of a profit than bureaucrats any old day. Thank you for the call. If you want to discuss it further, call us again sometime. We got other calls to get to. 800-259-9231. It's just a matter of principle. You know, just because there's scary people out there doesn't mean I want to take the government's defense. Ugh.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want, toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. So go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net. I just wanted to make one more point or so on this whole private defense issue. Because it's a deep, deep issue, and an issue that is confusing and hard to grasp. I mean, you think to yourself, oh my gosh, what would we do without the military? And Chris, that we had on the phone a few moments ago, was, you know, basically taking the position that the military, the existence of it, deters attacks from other countries around the world. And that may be the case. That, you know, that certainly may be true. Governments are afraid of other governments to an extent, for sure. But who's to say that an effective, privately based, decentralized defensive force that the free market would come up with wouldn't be even more of a dissuasive factor, even more of a deterrent for countries around the world? I mean, just look at what's happening in Iraq. The biggest, most powerful military in the world is being taken on by a ragtag group of insurgents. Now, if you don't think that you could take that sort of concept and multiply it times, you know, 10 or so or 100 here in America, because, you know, the people in America, they're wealthier, they'd be able to buy more weapons, the defensive companies would be in existence and they'd be trained, they would be effective at defensive fighting, and, you know, any country that tried to intervene would have in my opinion, it's butt handed to it.
You know, one of the things the caller was alluding to, he didn't quite get to. He was bringing up the specter of mostly, it seemed to me, of some country outside of the United States attacking us, and it sort of moved between the fictitious country of New Hampshire and then the real country of the United States. And it got difficult to a little amorphous, but I think that our biggest problem is the same problem we have today: the enemy from within. The enemy that, currently we have a big government that leeches somewhere between, 30 and 75% of every man, woman, and child's, production out of them in order to feed this behemoth that it has become. Well, when that's a tempting thing. And I think that likely your problems would come from within. Mm-hmm. You start giving tanks out to people. The local chief of the local volunteer fire department has a couple of Bradley fighting vehicles, and suddenly he thinks he's the next Napoleon. I'm only saying, right?
Yeah.
these scenarios bother me as much as more than some large country trying to take over. I don't think a large country could take over a United States with a very small central government, because they're really, it would just be United States rather than the United States.
Well, that's another factor, and it goes into, the reality of what would really happen. Okay, so let's say that the U.S. military is no longer a deterrent to one country, and one country decides it's going to have a go at it. And it's going to attack the United States,
okay.
Right?
Now, hold on. What's the scenario? What did the United States look like at this time?
Its current form.
Okay.
Its current form.
Okay.
With a big, scary military.
So Canada decides to roll across the border.
A country, doesn't matter which one it was, decides it's going to have a go at it. And it rolls tanks or planes or whatever it needs to. And
Canadians are the nicest people. They won't attack anybody.
Now, you have to remember, most Americans, like Chris, believe, and Chris was in the military, so, I mean, it's totally understandable. They believe the military's there to protect them, but they're wrong. The military's there to protect the government. Where do you think that the military commanders are going to station their tanks and stuff? You think they're going to station them around the state houses? You think they're going to station them around the military bases? Or are they going to put one in your neighborhood? What do you think? Where do you think their resources are going to be allocated to? What do you think their priorities are as far as structure and infrastructure to defend are concerned? I mean, come on! The government's going to protect its own first and foremost. And it's going to either lose or win while it's protecting its own. When a government fights a government, the government defends its whatever it's got, whatever infrastructure it has to defend. If it loses, then that infrastructure, the tanks and the bombs and the buildings and the bases, gets turned over to the winner. And if it wins, then a bunch of people die and the loser goes away. You aren't going to be protected in all this. You and your family members are going to be a casualty at worst, and hopefully you'll escape the country at best, because you're not going to be able to count on the U.S. military for your protection. If another country invades, it's once again, as it always is, going to be incumbent upon you and your family members and your neighbors and your friends to defend yourself and your neighborhoods. Because, I mean, you're not going to be able to pick up 911 and call the military in to send in a B-2 bomber,
right,
to defend your area of the country. They're too busy defending their bases and stuff.
Well, he did say that it's the existence of the military that keeps people away.
I know. I was talking about the reality of the
right
situation.
You did.
If someone were to attack.
I'm just trying to give them a fair shake.
The military doesn't care about you. And in
no
fact, then in many cases, it may actually give the military the excuse to turn on the draft again. Not to say that Americans wouldn't rally to its country's defense, but the military is a sick agency that coerces people into working for it in a private situation. They'd actually have to give people incentives and, get them to sign up on a voluntary basis. So there's all kinds of reasons here. Let's go to the phone, Joe, and talk to you about what you want to talk about. It is Chuck in Nevada on the Amplifier line. Hey, Chuck, what's on your mind?
Well, first, real quick, my Glock and my pit bulls protect me. So
that's it. That's all you can count on is you.
And another thing, the battery on the MP3 player. Do you happen to know what it is?
Oh, the one on our website? It's stored on freetalklive.com?
Yeah.
I believe it's a AAA, but don't quote me on that. Send an email to Johnson or post it on our BBS, and he'll get that answer for you.
All right. Okay, so I was watching TV the other night on satellite, and I came across this channel called Link. And it happens to have a couple libertarian style videos and stuff that it plays on it. Noam Chomsky.
I wouldn't consider Noam Chomsky a libertarian. He may be anti-war in this particular war's case, but he's not even anti-war across the board, and he's a dyed-in-the-wool socialist.
Okay. Well, the next video I played was actually on Google, and that's kind of what got my little thought experiment going. Mm-hmm. The libertarian ideas that are presented on the show and that we talk about go from now forward, correct?
That's correct.
Why don't they work for the past?
What can you explain that question a little better?
I'm thinking, okay, in the past we didn't have it wasn't the information age. We didn't have the internet and everything everywhere, so we couldn't spread the message of the libertarian ideas around to people. Would you agree with that?
Well, that much is true. I thought you were saying why wouldn't libertarianism has worked and in the past?
The principles would have worked in the past. It's just that the past is gone. We can't change it.
And so it's difficult to make the arguments because the past isn't something that you can history is written by winners, right? So you have to argue against people's perception of what history was like,
which in many cases skewed,
very skewed, yeah. And very socialist. Like if you ask people what it was like in meatpacking plants around the turn of the century, from the 19th to the 20th century, they're going to imagine that good, hardworking people were having their arms and legs lopped off and canned up and into these meat cans. And because
that's what it says in the jungle.
That's what it said. What is it, Upton Sinclair's jungle? Because that's what he said. It must be true, and so it's very difficult to argue against that. It's difficult to argue against why did we get into World War II? My God, Hawaii was attacked. These things are difficult to argue against. So it's best to start with today.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the information kind of age thing, where there wasn't a lot of information being spread around.
Fine, and it's okay. Accurate.
So I asked myself, well, when we look at something like a national ID card, mm-hmm. why don't we want it?
Because
there's lots of information in one place, and it's easy to abuse.
Yeah,
that's not necessarily it. It's also the fact that the federal government would have that information. It's the keeper of that information, one that will coerce you into giving them that information, as opposed to, if I wanted to in the free marketplace, and hang on, Chuck, we'll bring you back. If I wanted to in the free marketplace get a free market identification, which would be in demand, I would think, because businesses are still going to want to know who you are, then I would be able to choose my identity company and choose what information I give up and volunteer into the whole system. Real ID, not so voluntary. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. The final moments. Just enough time for your call, maybe. At 800-259-9231, the Sinkle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show is to buy some Free Talk Live stuff at store.freetalklive.com. There are all kinds of neat products, including a brand-new Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's an MP3 player, flash drive, a FM tuner, and a voice recorder, all rolled into one. And for less than $60, we've got the brand-new Free Marketeer T-shirt, the Free Talk Live ladies' tees, the brand-new Free Talk Live hoodies in a zippered and pullover style. Also, that's two different styles and different colors. Also, we have the Free Talk Live beanie cap, the lighter bottle opener combo, and all of our older products, all available. Store.freetalklive.com. Plus, I'm selling my house. Price reduction drastically slashed to $175,000. You get, you'll live in my old house. And it's a pretty nice house.
How come we don't advertise my house? I've got a house for sale.
Well, am I going to get a cut?
Why would you get a cut?
If it sells through Free Talk Live?
Wait a second.
I get a cut of every other advertiser you bring in.
Do I get a cut of the sweatshirts that you sell?
No.
Well, there
you're
go.
Not packaging those things up.
Oh, that boy. Hey, what are you doing about my house? I don't want to sell my house on the air. I think it's a little weird.
All right, so go to house.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to the phones and talk again to Chuck in Nevada. Chuck, where were we?
We're talking about how a national ID card and the reason it's bad. You know, there's lots of...
Thank you for paying more attention to my show than I was. That's great.
Well, not a bad recap. I have all this written down. basically, I see a lot of information in one place being bad.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The government shows consistently over and over and over again that it doesn't matter whether it's its own employees, its own former employees, or its citizens in general, that if you give it information, it's likely to lose it, and that information will end up in the hands of online criminals and people that will try to steal your identity.
You know, I've never suggested this before, and I agree with you on that, Chuck, that info in one place, bad idea, especially in the hands of government bureaucrats who have a nasty habit of just losing laptops and that sort of thing with hundreds of thousands of names and information on them. But, you know, obviously there have been instances over the past couple of years that we've reported on Free Talk Live of major private information clearinghouses losing information as well, getting hacked or losing a laptop.
That's what I'm getting at.
Or something like that. But
Actually what I saw was basically Google, and it's collecting every single thing it can get its hands on,
mm-hmm.
and it's working with the government. it doesn't delete anything at all. So if, you know, 10 years down the road, your kid wants to go look up what you talked about on some forum, it's still there.
Which is kind of neat because you can find old forum posts from me from BBSs from over 10 years ago on Google. It's amazing.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were explaining how search engines work, how they go out and they collect information and they store it in their own database, and that's what you're searching. You're searching their database. You're not searching the Internet.
That's true. Google's an amazing product. I like their services and I like what they're doing, and I'm not too concerned about the information they're collecting. If I was, then I'd be more careful about the information that I input in there. And that brings me to the fundamental point on this, and that is that privacy, which seems to be something that you're concerned with, privacy is something that must be worked on. You have to put effort into privacy. You have to, in many cases, spend money in order to have privacy. It's not just something
in their privacy policy that they are working with government when requested and if they feel they need to.
Mm-hmm. Well, most companies are that way. I mean, they're afraid of the government, and so whenever government comes calling, they'll do whatever they ask. Though, to Google's credit, they have fought the government in recent cases and fought to protect the privacy of their users. So they're not rolling over on every single case, to be fair to them. But let's talk about what might happen. And this is this scenario I don't think we've ever really gotten into. Think about all of the private information, the private databases that have been compromised over the years. In a lot of ways, government Social Security number is something that ties a lot of databases together. It's a unique identifying number that many organizations utilize, like banks and that sort of thing, in order to help identify a person. What would happen if the government were gone and the marketplace were in charge of coming up with these identifiers and these private identification cards and that sort of thing?
What happens when you call a bank in Switzerland? You give them a password, and you have access to your account. I've signed up for many, many, many services online where I've never needed an actual identification, card.
That's good to know. So Switzerland, Swiss banks don't require a social security number or anything like that?
I'm assuming that's all off of probably movies and stuff I've seen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not quite the same thing, but nonetheless,
it sounds likely to me. If you have a number and you have a password, I mean.
But think about it. I mean, as far as the thought experiment is concerned, we've seen how the marketplace develops amazing technology when left unfettered and makes it amazingly cheap and affordable for people to utilize. Why is it that identification wouldn't be one of those products and services? And why is it that a secure identification wouldn't be one of those things as well? And the fact is, I think it would be. A lot of privacy services are already available. There are already ways to mask one's information. Simple ways simple stuff like having a private mailbox is one easy way to, throw someone off your trail as far as if they're trying to find out where you live and that sort of thing. And there's a variety of
other things. What scares me really is the government going to be able to use this information before we have a chance to reduce the government? Or is it just too much information out there that our population is not even concerned with government anymore, and we're not even going to be able to get our message through.
When you say, is the government going to use this information, what do you mean by that?
I don't know exactly how they would use it, but, just like they're calling libertarians terrorists now or terror suspects, as been reported before.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to they could do some search and look.
You're talking
for
like a roundup, rounding people up? I don't know. I mean, that's certainly
it doesn't
scary.
Seem likely to me. I mean, you remember the whole
Japanese.
Michigan... You remember the whole Michigan militia scare that went on in the early mid 90s? I mean, they've had plenty of information then too, and those are sort of libertarian constitutional types there. I don't know.
It's not going to be as easy to unearth and identify libertarians because many libertarians are very privacy conscious,
mm-hmm.
and they're very restrictive.
They have to do is look up your Google or your IP and see what you've searched for in Google.
Well, again, that's going to be that's a difficult thing to do. I don't know if Google would allow them to do that sort of thing, nor would it necessarily identify anyone. I mean, it would identify IP addresses, and I guess depending on the searches, you could gain a little bit more information. But once again, there are some people that went to Porkfest last year that weren't even telling others their real names. I mean, in a group full of libertarians, they were being privacy conscious. So there's a lot of libertarians out there that are really totally under the radar, and if
That's
you want
true.
To go that direction, you can go that way in your life. You can. There are going to be some sacrifices you'll have to make, but that's the price of privacy. And thank you for the call, Chuck. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to short on time, short on calls here. Ryan in California, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's debatable whether or not Hitler and Mussolini and Japan posed a long-term threat to Europe, and even more questionable whether or not they posed a threat to the United States.
Indeed.
But one thing we could have done that we didn't do in 1935 when the Nuremberg laws were passed and people were essentially denaturalized is individuals in the United States and companies in the United States could have promoted, invited, and facilitated people coming from Europe over to the United States. The people could have risen up and said, hey, come on over here. This is a free area.
They could have, but there was a story that we read recently where the U.S. immigration bureaucrats were turning Jewish people away from this country. Mm-hmm. And so instead of doing that, we were rejecting those people. We were rejecting those people from coming here and making a better life for themselves.
And then we locked up the Japanese Americans.
Yep. Not the right
otherwise,
attitude.
I'm also a Diet Coke addict. I do drink about 12 Diet Cokes.
Good
and
Lord.
That's been for about 10 years.
Per
and,
day?
There's a good side in that I've been able to read a lot that I wouldn't have otherwise read. Maybe that's just an excuse, but there is a serious downside to it, and I'm trying to quit, and I want to say on Free Talk Live right now that it's my intention to not drink another Diet Coke again, and I hope the next time I call I can say I was successful.
Let us know how it goes, and thanks for bringing that up. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I like that perspective. You know, open the doors and say, come here, you know, get away from these horrible places. Come here, start your own business,
absolutely,
start your life.
That's
here.
What the Statue of Liberty says.
That's what it's supposed to be about in America.
You know,
but it was restricted back then and even worse today.
It'd be one thing you could say, when people say, whoa, my God, Hitler was killing the Jews, you'd let the Jews die. Well, if we would have let them in the first place, then, my God, then we might have an excuse for going over there and, you know, go ahead.
Barry, you've got, unfortunately, a very short period of time, but we've got a little bit, maybe 30 seconds. Barry,
okay.
You're on Free Talk Live.
That's okay. I got it all outlined right here. Excuse me for my voice. To Chris, and to sum up the whole military thing.
Yes.
The military equals killing so you don't get killed or invaded. You know, that's how I feel about that. It comes down to how we really treat each other, you know. We're screwing each other over for the almighty buck. It's a new form of torture as far as I'm concerned. The rich do it to maintain their safety, and I'll continue trying to claw my way to the top.
I wish we could have you call back tomorrow night so we could really more discuss this better, because we don't have enough time to comment on that. But thank you for the call. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.